Welcome to the Esports Recap, where we cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today on this beautiful Monday, October 24th, we have some Counter-Strike, some Halo, some Overwatch, some Rainbow Six Siege, some League of Legends, some Rocket League, and some Apex Legends. So let's get started. Starting us off with the Blash premiere, we had the Europe and Americas Showdown. Starting us off with the semifinals of the Europe Showdown, we have Astralis taking a 2-1 victory over Vitality, losing on Nuke 60-12 to Vitality, but then taking Dust2 16-9 and Inferno 16-8, moving them on to the grand finals. Heroic then followed that up with a 2-0 victory over Sengal, taking 16-11 on Vertigo, and then duplicating that on Inferno 16-11. This then gives us the Astralis Heroic Grand Final in Europe, where Heroic would take an overtime 22-20 victory on Ancient. They would then take a 16-10 win on Nuke to take the European Grand Finals. Which will then lead us over to the Americas Showdown, where in the semifinals you had Sharks and MIBR, where MIBR would take it 2-0, going 16-8 on Vertigo and 16-13 on Nuke. Then Fluxo and 00Nation would go at it, where Fluxo would take it 16-11 on Ancient and 16-10 on Mirage, taking the 2-0 victory, sending them to fight MIBR in the Grand Finals, where they would take it 2-1, going 16-12 on Dust2, losing to MIBR 16-5 on Vertigo, but then taking it 16-13 on Nuke, winning it out and winning the Americas Showdown. This means for us that Heroic and Fluxo have qualified for the Blashmere Fall Finals, which will be occurring at November 23rd to November 27th, where 8 teams will qualify. Actually have qualified, I should say. You have OG, Na'Vi, Team Liquid, FaZe Clan, G2 Esports, Ninja Pajamas, and now Heroic and Fluxo are your 8 teams that are qualifying for the Fall Premiere. So we will see how that goes. I'm going to root personally for Team Liquid. Na'Vi, I'm expecting to do well. Everyone, I think, is going to have a great showing. And then we're going to shift over to the Halo World Championships, where, starting us off in the Apparatus quarterfinals, a lot happened, so I'm not going to go in too much detail about all of them, but Optic Gaming took our first upper bracket match in the quarterfinals, taking it 3-0 over Gamers First. Then Sentinels took it over G2 Esports. They will be facing each other in the upper bracket finals, being Optic and Sentinels. FaZe Clan then fought EUnited 3-2, FaZe making it up to the semifinals. Cloud9 and Native Gaming Red were up next. Native Gaming Red took a 3-2 over Cloud9 and will face FaZe Clan in the upper bracket semifinals. Then we go over to the lower bracket, round 1. Where Gamers First and Fnatic will have to go at it, where Fnatic will take a 3-2 win, taking Gamers First out of the tournament and putting Fnatic up against either G2 or Oxygen, where it will be Oxygen taking a 3-2 win over G2 by Nubagep, putting them up against Fnatic. And then we had EUnited versus Jaylings Esport, where EUnited would take a 3-0 decisive victory, moving them on to either face Cloud9 or Ascend, where Ascend would get a win, but it'll be Cloud9 to take 3 wins to take a 3-1 victory, moving them on to face EUnited, where they would beat EUnited 3-0, moving them on to either the loser of one of the upper bracket semifinals. Our other lower bracket round 2 match, will now have to move on to also face one of the semifinals, is Fnatic and Oxygen. Oxygen took it 3-1, putting them up against either FaZe or Native Gaming Red, Cloud9 either facing Optic or Sentinels. And for the Optic Sentinels, it would be Optic to win to go on to the upper bracket finals, putting Sentinels into the lower bracket quarterfinals. Optic won it 3-0. And then FaZe versus Native Gaming Red, where Native Gaming Red would take a 3-2 win over FaZe, putting them up against Oxygen in the lower bracket quarterfinals. Native getting to move on to the upper bracket final against Optic, where, just to go through that, Optic took a 3-0 victory over Native Gaming Red, putting them on to wait in lower bracket finals for the next match. Apologies for how confusing it is. I probably don't know the best way to talk about it. So we're just going to go back to the lower bracket quarterfinals, where FaZe Clan and Oxygen go up against each other. FaZe Clan taking a 3-0 win over Oxygen, moving them on to the lower bracket semifinal, where they were either face Sentinels or Cloud9. And they'll be facing Cloud9, who took a 3-0 win over Sentinels. So then you have FaZe Clan and Cloud9. One of them's going to be facing Native Gaming Red, who's waiting in the lower bracket finals. All three teams looking to face Optic Gaming in the grand final, who waits from the winner's side. So FaZe Clan or Cloud9, who's going to face Native Gaming Red for their chance? Well, it's going to be Cloud9 taking a 3-1 win over FaZe Clan. This means that Cloud9 gets a chance to go back and try and take it in the grand final. And Native Gaming Red has to stop them, but they can't. Cloud9 takes a 3-0 win, putting them in the grand finals. They get a masterful lower bracket run, keeping it in it the whole time, kicking everyone out. So now we got Optic Gaming and Cloud9. So the question is, will we get a reset, though? Cloud9 taking the first match 4-1, meaning that they get to reset the bracket. Absolutely decisively resetting it, making it look good for Cloud9. Maybe they'll take the grand final from loser's side, but no. Optic gets it together. A 4-0 win for Optic, making it clear that that reset meant nothing. And it kept Cloud9 from winning. Optic Gaming is your grand final champion. Congratulations. So now, let's talk about the Overwatch Season 5 Countdown Cup. Our qualifiers are Florida Mayhem, Boston Uprising, Toronto Defiant, Washington Justice. Those are from the West, and from the East, the Guangzhou Charge and the Chengdu Hunters. Apologies for anything I have said wrong. Oh, and the Hangzhou Spark. So on the West side, you had Florida Mayhem going up against Boston Uprising, Florida taking it 3-0, moving them onto the upper bracket final, where they were either face Toronto Defiant or the Washington Justice. And it'll be Toronto Defiant taking a 3-0 going against Florida Mayhem. This match determines who gets to qualify from the upper bracket side. Florida Mayhem qualifying 3-1 against Toronto, sending Toronto to the lower bracket, hoping for their chance. So now we're going to go to the lower bracket, where Boston Uprising and Washington Justice wait from their first losses. And Boston Uprising takes a 3-0 decisive victory over Washington to go up against Toronto for their chance to qualify, but unfortunately, Toronto Defiant, they ain't having it. They qualify 3-0 over Boston. Those are your two West qualifiers. Going on to the East side, you start off where the Spark gets a wait in the grand finals, and the Charge and the Hunters now have to see who's going to face them for the qualifier. And it's going to be the Hunters. 3-2, close match. They get to move on to face the Spark, but the Spark, they want that. They want it bad. And they're going to take a 3-0 win over the Hunters, giving them absolutely no chance. So your qualifiers are Florida Mayhem, Toronto Defiant, and the Hangzhou Spark. They are qualifying for the 2022 Overwatch League playoffs. And looking at it, we have the playoffs are now officially set and ready. You had the Dallas Fuel, San Francisco Shock, Los Angeles Gladiators, the Houston Outlaws, the London Spitfire, and the Atlanta Reign all make it from the West regular season. This means that on the East side, the Seoul Dynasty, the Shanghai Dragons, and the Philadelphia Fusion all qualify from their regular season. In the West Countdown Cup, you have the Florida Mayhem and the Toronto Defiant. On the East Countdown Cup, the Hangzhou Spark. These playoffs will occur October 30th to November 4th. Then over in the 2022 World Championship for League of Legends, we have our three final quarterfinal matches. We already had JD Gaming take it over Rogue 3-0 on Thursday, but now we have to see who they face in the semifinals on the 29th. It ought to be T1 or Royal Never Give Up. And a pretty easy answer is T1, taking a 3-0 game. Absolutely decisive. They took their first game in 38 minutes, then in 41 in the second, and then 26 in the third. No chance for Royal Never Give Up. But that means T1 faces JD Gaming in the semis. Then over on the bottom half of the knockout stage, you have Gen G Esports and Damwon Gaming, where a much closer match came to fruition, where Gen G would beat Damwon in the first and second, going 25 and 42 respectively. Damwon would take the third and fourth, going 26 minutes and 24 minutes. And then Gen G would take the whole thing to win it 3-2, 44 minutes in the fifth. They move on to the semi-finals, where they were either face DRX or Edward Gaming. Edward Gaming would take the first two matches, going 35 in the first, 42 minutes in the second. Then DRX would take 42 minutes in the third, 38 minutes in the fourth, and 37 minutes in the fifth to take it 3-2, beating out Edward Gaming, going against Gen G in the semi-finals. Those will happen this upcoming weekend. And that'll lead us over to some Rainbow Six Siege, the Copa Elite 6, Stage 3, where you had W7M starting us off in the upper bracket quarterfinals against Malvinus Gaming. W7M taking it 2-0, going 7-0 on bank, taking a 6 defense, 1 attack, leaving MVG with nothing, and then 7-5 on Clubhouse, going 3 attack, 4 defense, leaving MVG with 3 defense, 2 attack rounds. They will either face Black Dragons or 6 Karma. It's going to be Black Dragons. Black Dragons take 7-2 on Skyscraper, going 5 defense, 2 attack. 6K getting 1 attack, 1 defense, and then Black Dragons getting an 8-7 overtime win on bank, taking 3 attack, 5 defense rounds, leaving 6K with that close 3 attack, 4 defense rounds. Then we have Team Liquid going against Alpha Team, and it is going to be Liquid 2-0, going 7-1 on border, 5 defense, 2 attack, leaving Alpha with just 1 attack. And then Liquid takes 7-2 on Villa, allowing Alpha to get one more point. Liquid gets 4 attack, 3 defense, and Alpha gets 2 defense rounds. Now who will Team Liquid face, FaZe Clan or Pompous? You said FaZe Clan, you're right. FaZe Clan takes it 2-0, going 7-4 on Clubhouse, taking 4 attack, 3 defense rounds, leaving Pompous with 2 attack, 2 defense. And then FaZe taking 7-4 Skyscraper, 3 attack, 4 defense, leaving Pompous with 3 defense, 1 attack. So that means our upper bracket semifinals are W7M versus Black Dragons and Team Liquid versus FaZe Clan. Our lower bracket round 1 will be Malvinus Gaming and 6 Karma, as well as Alpha Team versus Pompous. And now we get to slide on over to some Collegiate Rocket League, where as I scroll and look, where we are, we have Kennesaw State Park against Laval University. And KSG will take it 3-0, going 4-0 in the first, 1-0 in the second, and 3-2 in the third. And then our next match will be, in fact, Bruton Parker College versus Fisher College. Fisher College will take a 3-1 win, allowing Bruton Parker to take a 3-2 overtime win in the first, but Fisher take it 2-1 in the second, 3-1 in the third, and 3-2 in the fourth. Then you got Ball State losing to our Kennesaw State University, however you say that, my apologies. Ball State losing to them, Kennesaw taking it 3-2. Ball State gets 3-2 in the first, Kennesaw gets 4-0 in the second. Ball State then coming back to take the lead with a 3-2 win in the third. But Kennesaw takes 4-1 in the fourth, making it 2-2, and then they win it all 4-2 in the fifth, taking the whole thing. And then our final match for the Eastern Collegiate Rocket League Division, you have Penn State University going against the Siena Heights University. Siena Heights will get the first match 4-3, but Penn State will sweep the rest, taking it 4-3 in the second, 3-2 in the third, and 4-3 in the fourth, taking a 3-1 win over Siena Heights. And then over in the Western Division of Collegiate Rocket League, you started off with California Polytechnic State University versus University of Texas Dallas, where our buddies in California will take a 5-4 win in overtime in the first match, a 2-1 win in the second, and a 4-3 win in the third to take it 3-0 over Dallas. And then we have our Keanu College buddies going up against University of Oregon, where a close 3-2 in favor of Keanu. Keanu taking a 3-1 win in the first, Oregon taking it 2-1 in the second in overtime. Then another overtime match goes to Keanu 3-2. Then, fourth match, overtime again, going to Oregon 2-1. 2-2, close match, but Keanu will take the fifth one 2-1, making it a 3-2 victory. Congratulations, Keanu. Then you gotta go over to Missouri University of Science and Technology, facing off against University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where Las Vegas will take it 4-1 in the first, Missouri taking it 6-0 in the second, absolutely decisive, but not enough as Las Vegas takes it 3-1 in the third and 6-3 in the fourth, making it a 3-1 victory for Las Vegas. Then after that, you have University of North Texas losing to Las Vegas. Las Vegas taking it in overtime 2-1 in the first, 4-1 in the second, and 3-1 in the third to make it a 3-0 decisive victory. And our final match, St. Edward's University versus University of Oregon. St. Edward taking it 3-2 in the first and then 4-3 in the second, making it 2-0 so far. But University of Oregon take it 1-0 in the third in overtime, 3-0 in the fourth, and 3-2 in the fifth in overtime, taking it 3-2, close match, reverse sweep, bada bing, bada boom. And lastly, Apex Legends Rewired Festival. Just a quick talk about it. We're not going to talk about the matches. We're just going to talk about the rankings, the final standings. In 20th was UARK Inferno with 3 points. Team Sanon in 19th with 7. UARK Apex in 18th with 8. Rewired themselves in 17th with 9. UA Esports 16th with 11 points. Purple Rain 15th with 11 points. 14th, you had UARK Obsidian going at 16 points. Girls Got a Game in 13th with 22 points. Aurora in 12th with 31. Mystic in 11th with 47. You can see the points just start drastically increasing. 10th, you had X Rocker Gaming with 52 points. In 9th, you had Team Vizio with 72 points. 8th, you had FUT Esports with 74. Apologies for that noise. Counter Logic Gaming in 7th with 75 points. In 6th, you had Elevate in 85 points. 5th, you had Atlanta Premier, 102 points. 4th, Esports Arena, 107 points. 3rd, starting the podium, Complexity Gaming, 110 points. In 2nd, Luminosity Gaming, 122 points. And your victor is the Pioneers, 147 points. Congratulations to the Pioneers. And then we end our podcast today talking about Ludwig's Smash Invitational, where let's start us off with the ultimate singles. Starting off in winners round one, when we have 16 players left, Shuton and Gluttony go at it, Shuton getting 3-1 moving on to winners quarters, facing either Big D or Tweak, where Big D takes it over Tweak 3-1 to face Shuton. Cola and DeBuzz going at it. Cola taking a 3-0 win over DeBuzz, moving on to the quarters, facing either Spargo or Kuramama. Kurama, not Kuramama. Kurama, I will get that right, going 3-2 over Spargo, facing Cola in the quarters later. Riddles and Zamba then going at it. Riddles taking a 3-1, moving on, either facing Akola or Light. Akola taking a 3-2 win, moving on to face Riddles later. MK Leo then up facing Asimo. MK Leo with a 3-0 destructive victory facing either Sonics or Onin, and it will be Sonics facing 3-2 over Onin. Moving on. Then our winner's quarter, Shutan Big D. Shutan taking it 3-0 over Big D. Moving on, either facing Cola or Kurama. Kurama taking a 3-1 over Cola, facing Shutan in the semis later. A Cola and Riddles going at it. A Cola taking 3-2, either facing MKLeo or Sonics, and it is MKLeo with a 3-0. Then we had our winner semis, Shutan and Kurama. Kurama taking a 3-1 win. Going off to the winner's finals, where he'll face either a Cola or MKLeo. It'll be MKLeo, a 3-0 historic match, as they had never played each other and were considered the top 1 and 2 respectively. So we'll see how the rest of this goes. But for now, a Cola goes down to the losers, while MKLeo faces Kurama and beats him 3-1, moving him to the grand final. Let's see who he faces. We have to move on to the losers round. In losers round 1, Gluttony takes a 3-0 win over Tweak. Spargo takes a 3-0 win over DeBuzz. Zomba takes a 3-2 over Light, kicking Hit Light out surprisingly early. Asimo taking a loss to Onin 3-0. Then losers round 2, Sonics facing Gluttony, who just lost. Sonics taking a 3-1 win, kicking Gluttony out. Spargo facing Riddles, where he will take it over Riddles 3-1, then facing Sonics later. Cola taking a 3-2 win over Zomba, and Onin taking a 3-0 win over Big D. Now losers round 3, Spargo 3-0 over Sonics, and Onin 3-1 over Cola. Then you got losers quarters, Shutan and Spargo. Spargo taking it 3-0. And a Cola over Onin. A Cola 3-0. Now in losers semis, we have Spargo and a Cola trying to make it, claw their way back to the grand finals. And it'll be a Cola 3-2 over Spargo. And the losers' finals, Akola, Kurama, both of them dying to get a rematch at MKLeo. And it'll be Akola for a second time ever playing MKLeo. He will beat Kurama 3-1 to take him to the grand finals, where MKLeo, having only dropped one whole set, one match, this one game, this entire time, not losing at all, had just lost once in the winner's finals to Kurama, sweeps it over Akola 3-0 yet again, making MKLeo the Ludwig Smash Invitational champion. Congratulations, MKLeo. This was a stacked tournament. And he gets to take a break while he waits for the Smash, the Ultimate Smash event coming. Now we move over to Melee Singles, their finals bracket, top 16. You have Zayn 3-2 over Axe, IBDW 3-1 over Kodorin, Hungrybox 3-2 over Magi, Slug 3-0 over Joshman, Leffen 3-1 over Aklo, Wizrobe 3-2 over Pixqueak, Jmook 3-2 over S2J, and AMSA 3-1 over Mango. That is an upset there. But then we go over to the winner's quarters, where Zayn faces IBDW, and Zayn takes a 3-1 win over IBDW, and Hungrybox takes it 3-1 over Slug. Leffen 3-2 over Wizrobe, and Jmook 3-0 over Amza. And we have Zayn, Hungrybox. Zayn 3-2 over Hungrybox, and Leffen 3-1 over Jmook. In the winner's finals, Zayn and Leffen, who's going to make it to the grand finals and qualify their spot for at least second? It's going to be Zayn, 3-2 over Leffen. Let's see who he faces. Losers round 1, you have Axe taking it over Kodorin, 3-0. Joshman taking it 3-2 over Magi. Aklo taking it 3-1 over Pipsqueak, and Mango 3-1 over S2J. Then in losers round 2, Amsa takes a 3-0 over Axe, Wizrobe 3-2 over Joshman, Slug 3-1 over Aklo, IBDW loses to Mango 3-0. Losers round 3, Wizrobe 3-1 over Amsa, and Slug 3-2 over Mango, an upset in the making. Mango leaving early, and you have our losers quarterfinals, Hungrybox 3-2 over Wizrobe, and Slug 3-0 over Jamu. Then we have the losers semis, where Hungrybox will take it 3-2 over Slug, and then he'll face Leffen. Losers finals, both trying to claw their way back to fight Zayn rematch. Hungrybox wants it 3-1, moving him onto the grand finals where he'll get a match. But it'll be Zayn 3-1, your Ludwig Smash Invitational champion. Congratulations, Zayn. That's all I have for today. Tune in tomorrow, where we have some European Siege Play Day 8, some Copa Elite 6 Seeds Lower Round 1, and some Collegiate Rocket League Fall 2022 Week 2. Stay tuned.